All right, let's open this thing up, shall we?
The top five at five on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at... Hold on a second. Don't anybody tell me.
Number five.
There you go. I knew that. Mm-hmm. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, officials are calling yesterday's deadly shooting of three police officers an assassination, saying that the deceased suspect, Gavin Long, had been casing the town for days, intent on targeting law enforcement. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, in a press conference this afternoon, said that Long had two rifles and a handgun with him, and walked past civilians before opening fire on police.
He's a 29-year-old from Kansas City, Missouri. He came in here from somewhere else to do harm to our community and specifically to the law enforcement officers in our community. It was a diabolical attack on the very fabric of society. And that is not hyperbole. That is not an overstatement.
Yeah, wow is right. And, you know, we followed this all day yesterday. It was a very, 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 this is just a sobering moment in America.
It's a good way to put it, Ro. It does feel as if you don't even have time to absorb one tragedy before another tragedy happens. President Obama has ordered U.S. flags at half staff four times since June 12th. We had Orlando, Dallas, Nice, and now Baton Rouge.
And over 70 times overall in his administration.
Oh.
I mean, it's hard to imagine that America would feel this unsecure as it does. And it just is it's just something. It's just a moment that we have to, hopefully we'll be able to work our way through. But we need to pause and think about this. And when you learn more about where this guy was and what he was doing and how he's a former military guy, former Marine, he'd become part of an anti-government group. He declared himself a sovereign citizen, which federal law enforcement has been very, very concerned about for years, the concept of sovereign citizens. They consider them to be potentially very, very dangerous group of individuals who no longer believe that the government has any rights to to stop them from doing whatever they want, whether it's not paying taxes or taking other people's property or killing people, killing law enforcement. That is their that seems to be their cause.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, and so this is a very, very significant, generally federal law enforcement.
You saw the Facebook posting, I'm sure, of the officer, Montrell Jackson, who was one of the three Baton Rouge police officers killed. And it was just so powerful because he was already reflecting on what's happening between being a black man in America and being a police officer and how tired he is physically and emotionally. And then he ends pretty much with, please don't let hate infect your heart. I have hugs and prayers for anybody. If you're a protester, an officer, a friend, a family member. And now his words are becoming kind of a rallying cry to try to get people to unify. Here's a man who walked the walk and his life ultimately was taken by someone with this crazy agenda.
Checking in at
number four.
Throughout the presidential campaign, Donald Trump has relentlessly criticized Hillary Clinton's vote to authorize the Iraq War. But confronted with his running mate's own yes vote in 2002 at the exact same time, the Donald had to explain himself on 60 Minutes.
It is war. When the World Trade Center comes tumbling down with thousands of people being killed, I have friends that are still
suffering. Well, we did go to war, if you remember. We went to Iraq.
Yeah, you went to Iraq, but that was handled so badly. And that was a war, by the way. That was a war that we shouldn't have done because Iraq did not knock down.
Your running mate voted for it.
I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care that he voted?
It's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago, okay? Okay?
It makes it harder for him to criticize Hillary Clinton for her vote when his running mate is, believed the same thing. Mm-hmm. On that and trade issues and a whole bunch of other issues.
Yeah. Too. Yeah. He doesn't really like his running mate. Let's
just
be honest.
Who is this guy?
Yeah.
Didn't I ask him to dump him?
What is it? Right. I don't, what, he disagrees with you on everything. I don't care. This is about unity, okay? All right, wait, there's more.
And he wrote it that way, and they were also misled. A lot of information was given to people, but I was against the war in Iraq from the beginning.
Yeah, but you used that vote that of Hillary's, that was the same as Governor Pence,
many people
as the example of her bad judgment.
Many people have, and frankly, I'm one of the few that was right on Iraq.
Yeah, but what about he gave?
He's entitled to make a mistake every once in a while.
But she's not. Okay, come on.
But she's not.
She's not.
No, she's not.
Got it.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you don't understand, Junior. Sit down, okay?
What was it you said that Pence said 90 words, or one word for every 90 that Trump said?
Something like that, yes. There was some.
He just sort of sat there with this look on his face like, okay, all right, I'm just not going to mess this up, but just let the big man talk.
Yeah, right. Well, he's got the, he better practice that expression on his face. And so far, it's reading as, I'm turning my brain off. That's when you watch him, it's like he's flipping a switch and he's doing that thing where people who are on a stage for a long time have to listen to somebody else talk. Mm-hmm. They do that thing where they nod their head and they look earnestly at the person and then
sure.
But you know they're daydreaming, they're thinking now, oh damn it, I forgot my dry cleaning. Wait, oh, what am I gonna for dinner? Wow, you know, oh my gosh, I forgot to pee the dog. Did I take my pills this morning?
It's kind of
you
a know, gaze those, that
right.
doesn't really look engaged but looks maybe a little forced.
Yeah. Yeah, it just, anyway.
That's what you make of that.
Yeah, that's what I make of that. This is really, this, you know, here's the thing. He's having a good week. Hillary is having an awful week, Just today, the Associated Press is releasing documents that the nuclear deal with Iran is not what Americans thought it was and not what the administration said it was. They found documents that say that the Iranians are allowed to restart their nuclear program in as little as 10 years after they got all that money from us.
For and, nuclear weapons or
yes,
for
weapons,
energy?
Yes, weapons, weapons-grade plutonium. So that's a problem, and that's going to be a huge problem for Hillary Clinton. However, Donald Trump is still capable of screwing this thing up.
It's possible. Although the polls are showing that he is gaining on her this week, perhaps because of news like that.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's – and he's going to come out of here on top. He's going to come out of – unless he does something really stupid, which is – wait, not – you know what? Well, why do I make predictions? What am I doing? This is
so
stupid of me to make a prediction. No. It's dumb. All right.
Weekday mornings, 4 to 10. It has everything you need to know. Some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
We continue with the top five at five, checking in at
number three.
It's very exciting. We're doing this from both Chicago and Cleveland simultaneously. Mm-hmm. Anna, this
bi-coastal, is bi-coastal, you called it?
It is bi-coastal. It's mm-hmm. the North Coast, but it's a coast nonetheless.
Okay.
Right? These
I like
are both
the way
cities.
You think.
These are both cities. I'm trying to make the best of this, Anna. I'm in Cleveland.
Have you lost all ability to think now that you're in Cleveland?
I've
it
lost.
Might start happening to everybody.
A lot of things have happened here in Cleveland. I'm not going to lie to you. Former Republican Speaker of the House, a Donald Trump supporter, Newt Gingrich, ripped the Bush family on Good Morning America for skipping the Republican National Convention here in Cleveland, calling them sore losers.
Well, I don't think it matters much. I mean, I think the reason people nominated Donald Trump is they weren't happy. And frankly, the Bushes are behaving, I think, childishly.
Childishly?
Childishly. I mean, Jeb lost. You know, get over it. I mean, the fact is this Republican Party has been awfully good to the Bushes. And it's showing remarkable gratitude. Mitt Romney. Romney refused to endorse Reagan. And then I was there in 94 in the debate with Teddy Kennedy. Refused to say that he was for Reagan Bush in the 80s. He refused to support the contract with America. He comes along and says, oh, I've now changed. I'm now a real Republican. Well, that lasted as long as we were supporting him. Mitt Romney was really happy.
Newt Gingrich still heavily in Trump's corner there, even though he didn't get the pick.
Yeah, I'm hearing some weird rumblings about that too. It's funny, the people who the political professionals who've been around Trump and Trump's inner circle of non-political professionals, there are books that will be written about this. You remember Game Change, right? About the McCain. Game Change was about 2008. It was about everything. It was about the Obama campaign and the things that went right and went wrong there. There was also the stuff from the McCain and Palin campaign. There are some things inside of this that are just unbelievable so far that are being talked about by people internally about how the kind of games that are being played and the lack of professionalism that some inside these camps are exhibiting. And more will come out on this.
Okay. Stay tuned.
Yeah. All right. Checking in at
number two.
30 years ago today, Aliens, the much-anticipated sequel to Alien, hit theaters. Now, according to Box Office Mojo, James Cameron's follow-up to the Ridley Scott original grossed $245 million domestically.
So good.
It's 85,160,248 domestically.
That's very specific.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. And 131 of it total. What did I just say?
I don't know.
I don't know either. $131 million total.
That's a lot.
That's at the box office. Thank you. That is. It was a hit with Hollywood insiders too, and went on to earn 7 Oscar nominations. 1-2.
I promised her that I would be home for her birthday. Her 11th birthday.
And when does that happen? The big box office blockbuster hit also gets the Oscar nods.
Yeah, it's good.
You can't miss the 11th birthday. That's very important.
Right, especially when you have an alien coming out of your stomach or whatever happened in that one. I don't know. I got confused. I'm lost.
There was an alien in the stomach.
That wasn't the first alien, right? The second alien, the aliens, there wasn't an alien in the stomach because they would have done that again.
Right, you can't do that again.
Yeah, because we've seen this before. And it wouldn't have gotten an Oscar nomination. Violette is right. You can't miss the 11th birthday. It's a big one. All right. Although your parents probably did.
Always.
Exactly.
Every year was 11.
When were you baptized?
When I was 16.
When you're 16, right. We get to it. We get around to it.
She gets a license and a party.
Boom, 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 boom.
All right. And finally.
Number one.
The hijinks have begun early. Stephen Colbert is here at the Republican National Convention, and he's dressed as Stanley Tucci's character from Hunger Games.
Oh, no.
He snuck onto stage right here at the Quicken Loans Arena and declared this.
She has formed an alliance with Indiana Governor Mike Pence. Sorry, I blacked out there for a moment. So it is my honor to hereby launch and begin the 2016 Republican National Hungry for Power Games! Look, I know I'm not supposed to be up here, but let's be honest, neither is Donald Trump.
He wasn't that far off, as it turns out.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what happened here today.
It was a bit like the Hunger Games.
Yeah. We need Katniss. I don't know where she is, but we need her. That's all I know.
And now the same people that staged the Never Trump roll call vote are threatening that they're not done yet. So we'll see what happens in the next chapter. They're on social media saying there's more to come.
Yes. Well, yes. Well, yes. I think there is.
I you sense it, don't you? The craziness.
Coming up in the back half of this hour, in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll talk about some of the things that are being bandied around here at the Quicken Loans Arena. I mean, it's not since LeBron left and came back have there been so much controversy in this joint. Yeah, it's really something. It's really something. All right, I got to close this thing up here. Hold on, everybody stand by. We'll get to more of this. This is very exciting.
The top five at five.